This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the people they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. It's back to school. Most school districts have started school again. It's a good time for us to think about not simply being back to school necessarily, but reevaluating the basics in our lives and understanding and doing the important things. George Santayana, the philosopher and writer of Another Day, once said, "A child educated only at school is an uneducated child." And so the true aspects and forms of education move beyond simply a schoolroom. So let's think about that today. But first, I want to tell you about little Johnny's first day at school. He's back at school, and the teacher is teaching them how to say the Pledge of Allegiance. She has them all stand, place their hand over their heart, and pledge to the flag. And she noticed little Johnny has his right hand over the left side of his rear end. And so the teacher says, "Johnny, now I'm not going to continue until you put your hand over your heart." And Johnny says, "Ma'am, it is over my heart." After several attempts, she asked him, "Why do you think that is your heart?" And he said, "Because whenever my granny comes to visit, she picks me up, pats me there, and says, 'Bless your little heart.'" Okay, let's think about the important things of school, education, but what do you need to evaluate in your life and perhaps restart in some things? And here's the first one. Think. Isn't that simple? But it's important to stop and think. Think about your life. Think about what you're doing. We can get so busy in the whirlwind of life that we forget to step out of the wind and look at what's going on. And it'll keep us from making mistakes. You know the old adage, measure twice, cut once. It means that if we measure and take time to think, we won't make the mistakes. I was in a coffee shop where they had coffee mugs, and I saw one mug, almost bought it. Simply had one word on the coffee mug. It said, "Create." I like that because we sit down, we have to think. Before you can create anything, you have to think. Are you so into your work and the day-to-day routine of your life that you're not stepping back and thinking about what you're doing? The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, "Ponder the path of your feet." That is, think about where you're going, what you're doing. Think about your life. And there's warfare out there spiritually. I mean, if you're a believer, you know this. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5, that we have a war going on, a spiritual war. And he said, "We demolish arguments and every proud thing that is raised up against the knowledge of God." And here's what I want you to remember. "And we take every thought captive to obey Christ." Let me say that again. We take every thought captive to obey Christ. So what do we think about? We think about our life. We think about what we're doing, what the meaning of this is. We go to the scriptures to find our direction. And we think about the positive things. You choose your thoughts. Philippians 4:8, Paul tells us, "Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's anything of moral excellence, and if there's anything praiseworthy, dwell on these things." Think. Second thing, read. Isn't that basic? But you need to read. All of us need to read. Harper Lee, author, said this, "Until I feared I would lose it, I never loved to read. One does not love breathing." Think about what she said. We don't think about breathing, but if you're choking, you can't get your breath, it's really important to you. If you couldn't read, think about that. It's important to read. It's important to take in words and take in the words of the scripture. That's how you grow in Christ. You take in the words that He's given us. The Bible says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Well, maybe you're at a place where you're having trouble reading. I don't know, a person with maybe eye difficulty or a person may not be able to read. One thing I've enjoyed the last couple of weeks is going online. I read through the Bible every year, but I've been listening to the word spoken online. You know, you can get those where you can hear the word, and there's a individual that has a wonderful English accent, and I sit there and I listen, I read my scripture, and I listen to him. It makes me want to have a cup of tea while I'm reading my Bible, but it makes me slow down and read slowly as that person speaks. Let me encourage you to do that, to read outside the scripture, good biographies, good literature, but most of all, be a student of the Word of God and read the Word of God. Listen to its words. Last thing, write. Writing's difficult. That's why so few of us do it. It doesn't have to be a lot of writing. You don't have to write a novel, but just little notes. And I used to write little notes to my kids every day growing up, and I still try to do that to my grandkids and think about that. But you have to take time to even do that. Ernest Hemingway once said, "There's nothing to writing. All you do is sit down at a typewriter and bleed." Well, it takes time to write. Francis Bacon said, "Reading makes a full man, conference a ready man, and writing an exact man." Last week, this church surprised me. It was my 16th year here. And I showed up at the fellowship hall for our dinner, and they had a surprise dinner for me, and it was a really nice thing. And one of the children, Katie Zink, had written just a very small piece about me, but it was just words that described me, like a positive thinker, praiseworthy, teaches God's word, things like that. And that was important. She didn't write a lot, just a few words from that child that meant so much to me because it came from her heart and she put it on paper. And it's the same way with us. When you thank somebody with a written note, even an email, something to let them know in writing that you appreciate them, that they're important to you. I want you to listen to how Paul concluded a letter to the Christians in the region of Colossae. In the book of Colossians, chapter 4, he wrote this in conclusion. He refers to Luke, the dearly beloved physician, sweet specific name, and Demas send you greetings. "Give my greetings," he wrote, "to the brothers and sisters in Laodicea and to Nympha and the church in her home. And this letter has been read at your gathering. Have it also read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and see that you also read the letter from Laodicea. And tell Archippus, pay attention to the ministry you have received in the Lord so that you can accomplish it. I, Paul, am writing this greeting with my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you." He named specific people in a specific place, and think what that meant to them. You can reestablish some of these basics in life and make a true difference as you go forward in this new year, or new school year, but maybe a new way to restart some things in your life. And remember what Dr. Seuss said, "You're off to great places. Today is your first day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way." Get on your way, and then come back here next week and join me. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs.